Hear ye, hear ye. Just imagine that it is now Sunday night, August 23rd, or any Sunday night thereafter. You've just tuned in on the NBC Coast to Coast Network, and you hear...
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more. On everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this week's episode, we'll celebrate Bram Martin's birthday, take a dip, hear some songs about Alsace Alsace, keep on, and have a couple of random records. Last week, June 22nd, marked the birth in 1901 in the St. George of the East area of London, England, of Abraham Martin to John Martin and Elizabeth Gunther. Doesn't ring a bell? You may know him better by his stage name, Bram Martin. He started his musical career playing cello in the pit orchestra of the Woolwich Theatre, making 5 shillings a week, eventually playing at Covent Garden under the baton of Bruno Walter. For 16 weeks following an accident, he was unable to play, during which time he was attracted to dance music and jazz. When Martin was again able to play, it was in the orchestras of Jack Payne, Jack Hilton, Ambrose, Ray Noble, and Van Phillips before forming his own band, which was heard regularly on radio, from the Holborn Restaurant in London. Founded in 1874, it featured a vast dining room called the Venetian Hall, as well as smaller private dining rooms, and was billed as a spice of poetry to the dull prose of everyday life. Bram Martin was no doubt sad to hear the news that it was demolished in 1955. Martin himself died in Kenton on July 18, 1984. Here are three from Bram Martin.
Home again, I'm coming home to go roaming no more. Of a tender love.
You've heard it referenced in numerous Looney Tunes and other cartoons whenever a character is paddling a canoe on the water, but there you have When My Dreamboat Comes Home, performed by Bram Martin and his band from the Holborn Restaurant, London, on December 5th, 1936. The Feminine Harmony Trio singing that Cliff Friend Dave Franklin song on Regal Xenophone MR-2299 was the Three Heron Sisters, Joan, Wendy, and Kay. Before that was Martin's primary vocalist, Jean Crowley, singing Carelessly. No, not the adverb, but the song by Nick Kenny, Charles Kenny, and Norm Ellis. That's from Regal Xenophone MR-2468, June 5th, 1937. Bram Martin was probably never in San Francisco, but we started off the set with his rendition of that song, probably from the same session as When My Dreamboat Comes Home, and probably from an Odeon 78 pressed in Germany. This 1936 San Francisco, with the tune by Walter Yerman and Bronislaw Kaper, and lyrics by Gus Kahn, is not to be confused with the 1925 San Francisco by Harry Carlton and Harry Condor, or the 1928 San Francisco by Juan Maldonado, Jr. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, someone posted to the Classic 60s TV group on Facebook pictures of three characters from the Captain Kangaroo Show, Grandfather Clock, Bunny Rabbit, and my favorite, Mr. Moose. Mr. Moose was created and voiced by Cosmo Allegretti, who also created and played Bunny Rabbit and Dancing Bear. There aren't many, but here are a couple of rapidly rotating records about Moose. Thank you.
down in old Nova Scotia. Moose River, it seems, is the name. Three Canadians on Easter Sunday to the tumble-down gold mine they came. They descended the mine for inspection, never dreaming fate trailed them close by. With a crash that gave them no warning, entombed in that mine there to die. Brave men from all over the country volunteered to give up their lives. They slaved with unceasing efforts. It seemed that death they defied. Long days and nights they have labored, turned back when great cave-ins fell. While far below patiently waiting, three men were in one living hell. Many times turned back when near rescue, fate seemed always blocking their way. With a prayer on their lips they worked onward. We must win, pray we may. On Sunday they got their first message from the men prisoned far, far below. Can you help us? They heard the men calling. Our sufferings God above only knows. Next message filled all hearts with sorrow as they heard them say one pal is gone. We are trying our best to hold on, boys. Do your best, don't make it too long. At last the great strain, it was broken. A miner out of breath brought the news. We have won the great fight he was calling. At last we have dug our way through. That great fight against the dark angel, it is one fighting heart all the way. Still a tragedy came with the rescue from the tomb of those terrible days. Now, friends, this story is ending with hardships of many a day. But this rescue will go down in history, but the gold mine down Moose River way.
Moose River Gold Mines is a rural community near Halifax, Nova Scotia. Gold was discovered in the area in 1866, and mining took place until the early 1900s. The mine was brought back in production in 1935, and on April 12, 1936, the roof of the mine collapsed, trapping Herman Magill, David Robertson, and Alfred Scadding 150 feet down for 11 days. On the sixth day, a borehole was completed through which the men received food and water. Robertson and Scadding survived, but Magill died on the seventh day. The event was broadcast by J. Frank Willis of the Canadian Radio Broadcasting Commission to hundreds of radio stations in North America and Europe. Less than 2 weeks later, the day after the rescue and recovery was completed, Wolf Carter, better known as Montana Slim, was in the RCA studio in New York recording his account of the event, titled The Rescue from the Moose River Gold Mine. It was issued in the U.S. on Bluebird and Montgomery Ward, in Australia on Regal Xenophone, and, of course, in Canada on Canadian Bluebird B-4601. We started that Elsus Elsus set with Vessel Osman and The Moose from around 1909 on Columbia A-787. Osman also recorded The Moose for Victor as a banjo solo. Bunk Johnson and his Superior Jazz Band recorded it as Moose March in 1942. The Moose was written by Hans P. Flath, F-L-A-T-H, who will be getting his own segment in August. In looking for Moose songs, I was inevitably led to the Loyal Order of Moose and Moose Heart, Illinois. The fraternal and service organization, the Loyal Order of Moose, was founded in 1888 by Dr. John Henry Wilson, but was nearly extinct in 1905 when James Davis was appointed supreme organizer of the order, and successfully grew it to nearly 500,000 members in 1,000 lodges. On July 27, 1913, the organization dedicated Moose Heart, a 1,023-acre property in Illinois, originally a home and school for orphans of Moose members. It is now a small incorporated village known as Moose Heart Child City and School, a 501c3 charity, Home and School for Children and Teens in Need. The Moose Heart Concert Band was formed in 1914, and here they are. Thank you. described by none other than John Philip Sousa as the best boys band in the world. We started that Moose Heart segment with the Moose Heart Concert Band and Lassus Trombone. The band was directed by L.B. Reeder and practiced together two times a week. In addition, each member had a private lesson each week and was required to practice 30 minutes daily. That was a Columbia personal record, Matrix number 91238, recorded in New York in early 1922. It was not a commercial 78, but was specially made for the band, probably as a fundraiser or souvenir. Lassus Trombone was written by Henry Fillmore, who might just be having his own birthday segment in December. Lassus Trombone was followed by a pipe organ solo by Howard Peterson of Irving Berlin's Always, recorded on February 12, 1926 in Chicago, issued on Columbia 587-D. So, what does that have to do with Moose Heart? Well, Howard Peterson was the staff organist at radio station WJJD in Moose Heart, Illinois. The station had a small pipe organ made by the Geneva Organ Company, but it's probably not the organ heard on this recording. Later on, Peterson was the staff organist for WLS in Chicago.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
On the morning of July 6, 1930, 27-year-old Fred Newton waded into the Mississippi River in Minneapolis with the goal of being the first person to swim the river's length. His younger brother Byron followed behind in a rowboat, carrying supplies and documenting the journey. Newton planned to reach New Orleans in 90 days, but he finally arrived on December 29th, 3 months behind schedule. Nonetheless, he earned a world record and a hot bath from the New Orleans Athletic Club, but not the fame and riches he expected. He went on to make a living as an insurance salesman and later founded a company that sold orthopedic products. He died in 1992 at age 89 in Gainesville, Texas. So, to commemorate Fred Newton's achievement, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about swimming.
Mary was breezy and merry and as pretty as she could be. One thing she desired, she never grew tired of asking to go in to swim. But a wise little person was Mrs. McPherson, and Mary's chances were slim. Yet each day she would say in an innocent way, my darling daughter, naughty, 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 full bad men are waiting in the water, daughter. Oh, and then you'll be so swelled by the fancy waves. Heartbreakers you hadn't told of. 20 years ago this year, a man taught me to swim, my dear, and I wouldn't have it happen to my daughter. Mary McPherson was a wise little person, just as wise as her mama. I'm diplomatic, for mother's rheumatic. If she falls, she won't get far. He hired a cutie and got her a cutie and dove in the beauty.
as Mary was crying, they heard her all crying, dear mother has nothing on me. Yet he stayed, he was saved in an innocent way. Mother, may I go in to swim? No, my darling daughter. Naughty, 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 all that men are waiting in the water, daughter. Oh, and then you'll be so swelled by the fancy waves. Heartbreakers, you have a daughter. Once the man taught me to float, and when he did, he got my coat. And I wouldn't have it happen to my daughter.
Oh, it's the sea lovely today. The sea is lovely today. Don't you think the sea's lovely today? I love the water. I love to go into the water, too. Or vice versa. Now, I went to the seashore last June, well, I think it was. And there I met a lifeguard. He said his name was Buzz. Oh, the devil with the women. He sure knew his game when he first taught me swimming, because I haven't been the same. Now, we started in a rowboat till we got away from land. Then he threw me in the water. And I screamed and grabbed his hand. Then he wanted me to pull his oar. And I said, no, siree. Then he pinched me on my water wing. Till I says, oh, leave it be. Then he showed me his channel stroke. Oh, I must say it was fine. And did I enjoy his floating in the good old summertime. And now days when I go bathing, I always think of him and all the things he showed me when I first learned how to swim. Oh, I have a sweet young cousin. Oh, he's a camp. You must meet my cousin. His Christian name is Lou. We went away one summer, just Lou and me, we two. You know, I thought I'd teach Lou swimming. He'd never learned, I found. But the way he carried on in the water, I found he'd been around. He says to me, he says, I'm going to duck you. Oh, I was up there. Oh, I was no good. And I misunderstood. And in spite of what I thought he said, I hoped he really would. Then he came up underneath me and knocked me off my feet. And of all the things that I call new, you know, I really can't repeat. Now, I can't remember everything that happened in the water. And even if I really could, I don't think I ought to. But just use your imagination. Let your conscience be your guide. For if I ever tell my boyfriend, oh, Nelly, I'll never be a bride.
Thank you.
Percival Mackey's band, who were in the Swim at Miami on January 23, 1926, on British Columbia 3908. In the Swim at Miami was written by Joe McCarthy and Harry Tierney. We started off with Ada Jones asking, "Mother, may I go in to swim?" That was composed by Harry Carroll with the words by Ballard MacDonald. It was recorded May 22, 1915, and issued on Columbia A1771. In between, Ray Bourbon being heard for the first time on the show with her first swimming lesson. Ray Bourbon was apparently born Hal Waddell in either 1892 or 1902 in Texarkana, Texas. He was a comedian and female impersonator who worked in vaudeville, movies, on Broadway, in nightclubs, on the radio and records, in a career that spanned over 50 years. His first records were made in Hollywood around 1936, released on the Western Record Company Burbana label, and pressed by the Lyric Sales Company of San Francisco. Most feature piano accompaniment by Bart Howard, composer of In Other Words in 1954, later known as Fly Me to the Moon. I know! Ray Bourbon's interesting life ended due to a heart attack in July of 1971 in a prison in Texas, where, at around age 75, he had been convicted of being an accomplice to murder, a charge he vehemently denied. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on all the major podcast directories. The phrase "keep on keeping on" as an expression of encouragement to persevere despite problems, missteps, or adversity is attributed to American clairvoyant Edgar Cayce in 1931. It also appears in numerous song titles from the 1960s on, but it may have originated in 1929 with this song.
Keep on, keep on, keep on, brother, keep on, keep on. Rich man, poor man, railroad crew, farmer, merchant, waiter, chef, blind man, aged, crippled too, even dumb and deaf. Is your heart a burdened heart, drooping your back as you walk along? If that's you, I'll tell you what to do. Listen to this song. Hold up your head, keep on keeping on, and by and by, the morning sun will come. Just sing hallelujah, put your best smile on. Keep on, brother, keep on keeping on. Mr. Farmer in the field, breaking your back as you rake the hay, worried, afraid the rain will come for the break of day. If the clouds are coming and thunder is heard, don't you grieve and fret. Wait, the sun will dry it out, though it did get wet. Hold up your head and keep on keeping on. And by, the morning sun will come. Just sing hallelujah, leave the hay alone. And keep on, brother, keep on keeping on. If you're lying on your back, fever and chills got your body racked, take that medicine, don't you whine, though it is quinine. Let the doctor have his way, sooner you're well, the sooner he'll go. Don't you know the shorter his stay, less you have to pay. Hold up your head and keep on keeping on. And by, that fever'll all be gone. Just sing hallelujah, pile blankets on. And keep on, brother, keep on keeping on. In this world we're all alike, troubles and cares we all must bear. Everyone has ups and downs, each one gets his share. Now grief may bow your head tonight, maybe the morn will find we've gone. Just remember the darkest hour is just before the dawn.
on, keep on. And by and by, the morning sun will come. Just sing hallelujah, put your best smile on. And keep on, brother, keep on, keep on. Keep on, keep on. Keep on, brother, keep on, keep on.
Thank you.
a trio of tunes to encourage you to keep on. We started off with Bob Miller and his Hinky Dinkers with Miller's composition, Keep On Keepin' On, from Brunswick 4636, made in October of 1929. That was followed by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago under the direction of Don Bester with Keep On Dancing, written by Charles Marsh and Bobby O'Brien. Victor 19470 was recorded September 29, 1924. We finished up that Perseverance segment with Keep On Croonin' a Tune, which unfortunately contains no crooning. Excuse me, croonin'. That was Phil Romano and his orchestra with Take 4 from September 18, 1925 on Victor 19803. Keep On Croonin' a Tune was written by Jimmy McHugh, Irving Weil, and Sammy Fain. For this final segment, no themes, no commonality, just a couple of random, rapidly rotating records being heard on the show for the first time.
Thank you.
Howard's Quality Serenaders with Cuttin' Up from Victor 23420. They tried it on October 21, 1929, under the direction of Charlie Lawrence, reed man in the band, but gave up after a couple of takes. They came back months later on February 3, 1930, with Leroy Shield directing, and got it right on take 3 of 4. Cuttin' Up was written by Charlie Lawrence, a multi-instrumentalist on reeds and keyboards. He's also the arranger behind the silly song, I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. We started with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra with That Too Do. Victor 22793 was recorded in Kansas City on October 28, 1930, and That Too Do was written by Ira Moten, Eddie Durham, and Count Basie, credited as Bill Basie. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had even half as much fun as I did, then I had at least twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.